ගරු රවුෆ් හකිම් මන්ත්‍රීතුමා, ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 10ක් කාලයක් ලැබෙනවා.
Honorable Deputy Chairman of Committees, I am glad to follow our affable Prime Minister, Dr. Harini Vijayasuriya. She, in her inimitable style, delivered a very sensible speech, perhaps, regarding the adjournment motion that had been moved. She, in her own style, referred to these pending issues with the sensitivities involved in it and said that they are very keen to bring the culture of impunity to an end and create a new sensible culture, a new era which perhaps is to unfold from now onwards with the new regime in power. Be that as it may, in all humility, may I, Madam Prime Minister, also refer to the matter that is now gaining much publicity, the arrest of the former president when he visited the Criminal Investigation Department. In all humility, Madam Prime Minister, when you attended a function a few days ago, I believe, there was a YouTuber who was showing his affection in a very inappropriate way, in my opinion. All of us, you have been our colleague and now you are our Prime Minister. So, but we have to show some decorum to you. Whenever you are seen in public, we can't behave as we are chums. But then this particular YouTuber also went on record, virtually announcing that the former president would be arrested. Right? So it appears there is an inspired leak. And this worries us. How can such matters be made public by a mere YouTuber? He, in his own inimitable style, he may be having enough hits for his YouTube channel. But then, how dare he announces much ahead of the incident? So there is an inspired leak by someone in authority. How can that happen? Is this a new culture that we are trying to bring up? This worries us. And also, now, whatever said and done, is if I have my differences, I have been in his cabinet, I have been out of his cabinet, I have been against him, I have been for him, that's different. But he was once a head of state. He is summoned for some wrong that is perceived to have been done by him. Then he is summoned to the CID to record a statement. What does normally happen when statements are recorded? You have other witnesses who have come previously and given statements about a particular matter regarding which the inquiry is being held. Then you compare the evidence that is there and then compare it with the statement made by the person, whoever who is. He may be a VVIP, it doesn't matter. Everybody is the same. Rule of law applies to everybody in the similar way. That is what this government wants to brag about. But then what is the normal thing that we ought to do? You report matters. You file a B report before the magistrate. You have a basic courtesy. You give it to a former head of state. What I feel is that this is unbecoming, right? There could have been a B report filed, and he could have been sent summons to appear before the magistrate. Then, if the magistrate felt right, his attorneys could have made submissions, And magistrate could have decided whether to remand him or to bail him out. But then, like a common criminal, to take a head of state and then produce him before a magistrate, right? He may be granted bail, that's a different issue. But I am saying, we as members of parliament, we don't want our heads of state to be treated in this manner. Honorable Minister of Justice is a very senior criminal practitioner. He knows that this is normal practice. Well, everybody should be treated equally. But then, when it comes to a former president, at least some courtesies, minimum courtesies, should be extended. This is my humble opinion. I don't want to say beyond that regarding this matter. So, having said that, let me also talk, because since the Honourable Minister is in the chamber now, there is this particular report by the High Commissioner for Human Rights. That's to be debated from 8th September onwards for one whole month. This is going to take place in Geneva. I'm sure the government is getting ready to meet all the challenges there in Geneva. But then what pertains here is some reference to the Attorney General's Department. This government has gone on record saying that they will create a new public prosecutor's office. That's a welcome issue. But take into account what the High Commissioner for Human Rights says in his report. Now, what he says here, the wide prosecutorial discretion afforded to the Attorney General, a general reluctance to act on uncorroborated evidence, limited investigative capacity of the police, lack of qualified forensic expert, and shortage of Tamil-speaking officers are collectively hindering victims' access to justice and perpetuating impunity. A key obstacle to justice has been the need for reform within the Attorney General's office to ensure an independent prosecutor authority to prosecute grave human rights violations. In its policy manifesto, the government had pledged to introduce a directorate of public prosecution independent of the Attorney General's department. An expert committee has been established to study the establishment of an independent prosecutor's office. The government reported that a committee has been tasked to develop initial proposals and that feedback from the public, the Human Rights Commission of Sri Lanka and civil society would be sought on the draft concept paper. Well, I have some suggestions regarding the independent prosecutor's office, but then very, very limited time has been given to us, so I cannot deal in detail with it. But once again, I would like to bring the attention of this government, particularly since the Prime Minister made a very, very sensible speech. But Prime Minister's approach to creating a different, I mean, moving away from the culture of impunity, and her government's approach should not mean that that they want to do certain things for exhibitionism. Exhibitionist culture by this government, particularly like the matter that has happened today, right, is for mere gallery purposes, in my opinion. Right? You are trying to humiliate a former president merely to get some people to clap from the galleries to applaud this government. In my opinion, this is quite unbecoming. And it should, I think, when it comes to people of certain stature, of course, you must keep the rule of law applies to everybody the same way. But then, even in the minimum case, file a B report before the magistrate, summon him, right? And then give him the opportunity to be heard. And then let the magistrate discretion decide what should be done. But this is not the way you should humiliate a former president. And because that humiliation was already was forethought, and that is why the YouTuber announced 2 days ago that the Prime Minister would inevitably be arrested. So this is certainly be very, very unbecoming of this government. Having said that, I conclude. Thank you.